From Hollywood to home.
Oh, you like that gossip?
It's Prissy Malick's gossip.
Yeah, drop the music because it is a Royals edition of the gossip. The big news broke. Yeah. The beautiful Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, he's proposed. It's happening.
It's happening. You know, we said this yesterday. We said on the show yesterday.
It was going to happen, I know.
And then it's happened.
So how exciting. Do you, tell me what, I want to know everything. I don't know why I'm so into this. This is weird.
It's a fascinating story. It's because they were so quiet about it for so long. It kind of came out of nowhere. Well, they've sat down, done their first official interview as a couple. This is how Harry proposed.
It happened a few weeks ago, earlier this month, here at our cottage. Just a standard, typical night for us.
It's a cozy night. What we're doing, just roasting chicken
trying to roast a chicken.
And it was just an amazing surprise. It was so sweet and natural and very romantic. He got on one knee.
Of course.
Was it an instant yes from you?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I could barely let you finish proposing. I said, can I say yes now?
She didn't even let me finish. I said, can I say yes? Can I say yes now? And then there was hugs and I had the ring in my finger and I was like, can I give you the ring? And she goes, oh, yes, the ring. So no, it was a really nice moment. It was just the two of us and I think I managed to catch her by surprise.
So cute. They're sitting there having KFC on the couch in the cottage.
I know.
He gets on one knee, gives it, you know.
Meanwhile, the cottage is like a mansion.
Is it? With like $42 billion. Okay,
is it true? Designed the ring as well.
Well, yes. Here's Prince Harry talking about the ring.
The ring is obviously yellow gold because that's what, her favourite, and the main stone itself I sourced from Botswana, and the little diamonds either side are from my mother's jewellery collection to make sure that she's with us on this crazy journey together.
Princess Diana.
Yeah. So the two stones on either side are from her personal collection.
That's
which
beautiful.
Is really, really beautiful. And you know, we've been talking a lot about this on the show. You said it yesterday. What would you give up for love?
Yeah.
Meghan Markle. The whole thing was: is she giving up the TV show? Well, she's finally confirmed it.
But I don't see it as giving anything up. I just see it as a change.
It's a new challenge.
It's a new chapter, right? And also keep in mind, I've been working on my show for 7 years. So we are very, very fortunate to be able to have that sort of longevity on a series. And for me, once we hit the 100 episode marker, I thought, you know what, I have ticked this box and I feel really proud of the work I've done there. And now it's time to, as you said, work as a team with you.
Well, I love this. I was a huge fan of Meghan Markle before all this happened. When I saw her on that show,
Suits.
I was like, oh my gosh, this girl's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a great addition to the royal family. I think she's got something about her. She does have that that factor that they're probably looking for, because I'm sure there's a lot of pressure on him.
Oh, for sure.
Do you know what I mean? And I think she's lucky and he's lucky. I think they're great.
Yeah, they're a great couple together. You can see the full interview and photos and everything on our website at virginradiodubai.com. But next hour, we are going to reveal how they actually met. It's a really cute love story.
It wasn't on his Vegas. Remember when he wasn't what? He in trouble in Vegas? Him and the boys went and partied in Vegas once, right?
Yeah, this was after all of that.
All right. Cheat codes, Demi, Rossi and I are going to go to his bachelor party, though.
I'm ready.
All right, we're ready. No promises on